Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. I'm Phil Hendry, and this is part six of our nine-part series, The Law and You, America on Trial. He is a construction contractor. He is a father, a husband, and he is filing a lawsuit against the manufacturers of two items, as well as bringing civil claims of emotional cruelty to these two organizations. We're going to bring him on the line. He owns his own business in Corona, California. His name is Steve Bozell. And Mr. Bozell, thank you for joining us, and thank you for having us on the program. Or, thank you for coming on our program, I should say, and sharing this story, because I know that it is a tough, tough story to tell, correct?
Well, yes, sir, it is, because I'm talking with my attorney, and I'm just driving from being with my attorney, Mr. William Blazegame of Riverside, California, who told me that he feels that I possibly have a good case.
You're a father?
Yes, sir.
You're a husband?
Yes, I am.
Tell us what happened. This was something that happened out on a job site, correct?
Yes.
Are you, you're a construction contractor?
Yes, I own my own contractor license, and I've done new home construction as well. I've done new business construction.
Well, what was this something that happened on the job?
Well, I was on a job site in Diamond Bar. We were putting in a new office park in Diamond Bar near the 57 freeway, and I was talking with a property developer near a parking lot that adjoined a restaurant where a lot of people go to eat for their lunch hour. So there were a lot of people coming in and out of this parking lot near where I was speaking to this developer. A white Corvette pulled in. And out of the Corvette got this very, 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 very attractive girl. She was an Asian girl. She was very well built. She was very, very pretty. She was put together very nice. I'm a man. I know what I am. She was large, I'd say, in the chest area. She had a nice body on her, and she had it going on. What I did then...
You're nervous, aren't you?
I am.
Do you want to take a moment?
I just want to get a sip of coffee.
Go ahead. We're talking with Mr. Steven Bozell. He is suing the manufacturer. He's suing Tanner Lumber as well as Willis Enterprise. Are you back, sir?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. So you saw a girl getting out of Corvette. She was really good looking.
And it was unusual, too, because she was an Asian girl and she had a very large chest, and most of the time you don't see that. And the combination of that, and I want to say at this point that I love my wife so very much. I've never cheated on my wife, nor would I ever, but I guess I'm a normal man, and I'm a normal man. So I was aroused, and I felt that I had the rights at that time.
Now, when you say that you felt you have the right to what?
I felt I had the right to relieve myself in private.
Okay, so you saw a really good-looking Asian girl getting out of a Corvette, and at that moment you decided you were going to masturbate? Did we just lose the line? Are you back? Are you there, Mr. Bozell?
I'm right here, yes.
Okay, what did you decide to do?
That I was going to, I guess, take matters in my own hand. I'm just doing the best they've... I don't mean to make a joke out of her or anything.
I understand. So you've decided you've seen this really good-looking girl. You're on your lunch hour?
No, I was not on my lunch hour at that time, but I have a job. I'm the owner of the business. I also am the job site coordinator, so I've got a lot of free time. And I decided at that moment that I had the right, and I was going to and I did have the right to do that. Now, I'm not saying that it was the wisest decision. I told my attorney this, and I also talked to members of the press about this. It was not a smart thing for me to do. It was not intelligent for me to take care of it right then and there. But when a man such as myself or yourself, Mr. Henry, or any of the men listening in your audience, you see a really good-looking woman, there are a lot of married men, and I'm a married man. I'm very happily married. But I've seen this girl, and it happens to a lot of men. When you see a good-looking woman, you need to do something about it right then and there. And I don't mean that I wanted to go to bed with her, but I needed to to do myself so I could think the rest of the day. Otherwise, it's on your mind the whole day.
I understand. Okay, so you've decided that you're going to go somewhere and take care of yourself.
Yes. As a contractor, I have access to building materials, and I found over near one of the areas we were digging a footing, I found a 2x4 that had a knot hole in it, a round knot hole that I punched out with a hammer. I took it into the Andy Gump.
Now, what's an Andy Gump?
That's a like a portalette.
Okay, like an outhouse?
Yeah, it's a portalette to use on job sites.
Okay.
I took a 2x4 with a knot hole, and it was very perfectly shaped, and I went ahead and did it. I used some WD-40. Generally, in the workshop, they have WD-40, and I also used a little bit of plumber's putty. And I'm not very proud of what, you have to understand, I'm not very proud.
You realize this is a really bizarre story you're telling. You realize that?
Yes, sir, I do. And I'm not very proud of what I did. This is so very embarrassing for me, so very much. But I want to make a larger point for what I'm saying to you tonight.
So you've got a 2x4 with a knot hole in it that you've popped out with a hammer. You took it into the outhouse with you with some WD-40 and plumber's putty.
Yes, sir.
Then what?
Then I did the thing that I'm not proud of. I did that deed which I would not be proud of.
Which is what?
I pleasured myself.
In the knot hole?
Yes, sir. I did. Yes, sir, I did.
All right, how did the injury come about?
I was having relations with the board, and I was thinking about the Asian girl, and I was thinking about what they call a hanging love chair. I don't know if you know what that is, sir. But a hanging love chair.
Is that a chair that a woman gets in?
Yes, and she can spin in it. And I was thinking about an Asian woman spinning in a hanging love chair because a friend of mine had been in the Marine Corps and he'd been in Japan. He told me about what had happened in Japan, so I wanted to try that, so I started to spin the 2x4, and I almost passed out at that instant. I felt, sharp, jagged stabbing pain is the best thing I could say about it. And all the pain that went up and down me, I realized that the WD-40 had been absorbed in the wood, and this is the part that I told my attorney that I think is important. The WD-40 had been absorbed in the wood, and the plumber's putty had hardened. And here's where I feel I have the claim.
And you realize that this is a really bizarre...
Senator, I know it's a bizarre story, sir, and I'm not proud of what I did. And I did what I did. But I'm saying that I was injured. And I do have a claim.
Okay, so you're thinking about an Asian girl spinning in a hanging love chair, and you got yourself inside this board, so you start spinning it.
Yes, sir, I did.
All right, hold on. We're talking with Mr. Stephen Bozell here. This is part six in our 9-part series, The Law and You, America on Trial. This man is suing two companies because of personal bodily injury and emotional distress having to do with injuries he suffered while apparently relieving himself in a 2x4, in the knot hole of a 2x4. Very bizarre story. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. So, sir, you felt you started spinning the 2x4 because you imagined it was an Asian girl in a...
No, sir, I didn't imagine it was. I was thinking of her, and so I wanted to spin it to see what it was like. And that's what I felt, the sharp stabbing pains. I realized the WD-40 had been absorbed. I'm screaming. The screaming brought our supervisor over, and I was transported to Corona Urgent Care, where an emergency medical technician, who was a female, desplintered my, I don't know what you call it, my wiener. So I had it desplintered using alcohol and tweezers. It was painful. It was very embarrassing because of the fact that they had a female on call. It was embarrassing. My attorney and I have formulated a complaint against Tanner Lumber and Willis Enterprises, who are the manufacturers of Paul's Plumber's Putty is the name of this the name of this product. The suit is for negligence because they have not notified users of the potential serious genital injury. And that's
your story.
Yes, sir. And you have to understand, Mr. Edder.
You know that this is a really bizarre, bizarre claim.
I understand that. I took those chances. I told my attorney. He advised me not to go on your program. I told him that I wanted to tell my story so that my wife would understand. I love her very much, and I was not cheating on her. My family would understand. I have a daughter and a son, and I have neighbors, and I have a standing community. I want them to know that I'm not a pervert,
But you took a 2x4. Look, pal, let's just say that it's okay with me that you took a 2x4 and popped out the knot hole and put your thing in it and had relations with the board, as you said it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's fine. I got no problem with that. But you want to sue the manufacturers of the lumber, you want to sue the guy who made the plumber's putty that you used as a lubricant, and you want to sue WD-40 because you got splinters in your member there because you were spinning the board imagining a hanging Asian love chair.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I got to tell you, my engineer is sitting here laughing.
Mr. Henry, I'm not here to be laughed at. I am here to be taken seriously.
All right, I will take you seriously, but what are your chances in this lawsuit?
In my opinion, Tanner Lumber and Willis Enterprises had no warning that their product could cause serious genital injury if not used. That they did not say that.
But that the lumber company didn't tell you could get splinters in your penis if you put it into one of our boards.
All I'm saying is that they did not warn against serious genital injury, and that Willis Enterprises, who made the plumber's putty, didn't say that it would harden up on you.
And your attorney wants damages from them?
Yes, sir, they do.
Okay, can you hold the line?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Bozell, who obviously it's very tough for him, is going to bring a lawsuit against Tanner Lumber and Willis Enterprises. He does not deny the fact that he had sexual relations with a 2x4, spun it and got splinters in his genitals, and as a result, he's suing the manufacturers of Paul's Plumber's Putty because it hardened up, and Tanner Lumber, who made the 2x4. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. This is the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Now, I want to get Steve back on the line here. Mr. Bozell, you have told a story. You are not proud of it. You saw a good-looking girl. You used a 2x4. You stuck your thing in the knot hole of a 2x4, and you got splinters in it, even though you used a plumber's putty and WD-40 as a lubricant. Now, you're suing both of those manufacturers. And one of the things that I wanted to mention to you is that...
Yes, I'm suing them, sir, and I also want people to know that I'm not proud of what I did.
All right, what I want to tell you is this. We have people who are calling in and want to talk to you. They're going to be pretty direct with you.
I understand.
Okay, because you told a really bizarre story. So you're not going to have too many people on your side here.
Well, They don't have to lie. I'm not proud of what I did, but they'd have to need to understand the legal ramifications of this, okay? Because I had splinters. I was injured. And
I'm just telling you, the people you're going to be talking to are not going to have a lot of sympathy for you. 1-800-449-8686, Mission Viejo on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes. I have a couple comments to make to him. First of all, that is ridiculous for him to think that he can sue anybody. That would be like he was looking at a Playboy magazine and he cut himself masturbating. Are you going
to
sue
Playboy?
No, ma'am.
You talked to William Blasingame, who's my attorney in Riverside, and he seems to think that the knot hole is what gave me the splinters. Okay,
well,
Playboy.
Well, that's stupid. And also, what?
Actually, if a guy hurt himself,
knot hole. That's dumb.
That's what I.
Why? What was the point of that? Why didn't you just do like normal people and use your hand?
Well,
that's your first problem right there. Plumber's putty, give me a break.
The simulation of the knot hole and the plumber's putty made it seem like it was a female.
Whatever.
You're asking me.
That is so ridiculous. Plumber's putty.
Okay, you're not a man. You don't understand. I seen a girl.
Oh,
she got out
anyway,
of the Corvette.
No, if you
men
deserved
have needs.
It, if you were dumb enough to stick your thing in a knot hole of a 2x4 with plumber's putty and WD-40, I'm sorry, but you deserve to get hurt. As far as you suing somebody, That is absurd.
This is the
That is absurd. How do you think you're going to sue somebody and get some money for that?
That's a good question. What does your attorney tell you?
My attorney says that there should be product liability if there's no product warning. There is product liability.
That's if you use the product as it's intended to be used. The people that manufacture lumber...
People who manufacture lumber, Mr. Henry, are well aware of the fact that going back decades, men have put their thing in knot holes.
That's ridiculous.
They know that. It goes back
when
decades.
When they made plumber's putty, it was intended for
plumbing.
Purposes,
right.
Not for your personal parts.
Not for lubricating
while
you're...
silly.
Didn't plumber's putty
and the WD-40 burn you also? Are you going to sue them for that? I'm sure it really
They ought to know
doesn't.
That it could, because could I say it could be used for a number of uses. That's what it says in WD-40. It can be used for a number of uses.
Okay,
my
well, if you were
says,
dumb enough to think that you could use that to masturbate, you need therapy.
Okay, then why does it say that it
you
can be used for a number of uses?
Issues.
Then why does it say it can be used for a number of uses?
Oh,
it's
please.
It is a lubricant.
Whatever.
It is a lubricant.
No, you're that's
well,
ridiculous.
A lubricant can be used, and that's all I'm trying to say.
Well,
and as a woman, you don't understand.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Charlottesville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Mr. Bazell, I just want to ask you how you can be helping your family grapple with this situation when you're advertising it nationally and it's you're trying to sue companies.
I want my
really?
Wife and children to know that I'm not a pervert, number one. I want my wife to know that I'm not unfaithful to her, okay? Yes, I'm very ashamed.
Then justify it by being a loving man and saying, I made a horrible mistake, and why would you sue this company? I thought it was a joke. I had to call the 800 number just to I just thought, surely this is a joke as I'm driving home.
The number one thing that I want
people... A real person would do this.
The number one thing I want my wife to know is that I would never cheat on her, okay, which I did not do. I did not cheat on my wife. That's
well,
number
I'll
one.
Tell you, you know what, I'm not a man. And
I put
I
my
don't
thing...
The only thing
a man can do is put it into a 2x4. If you look at a really good-looking girl... And she was a hot-looking Asian woman.
You insult every man who's listening to that.
That's a really good point.
You insult every man.
How
when
am
you
I
say
insulting
that.
Every man? When men
you
see...
insult every man by reducing them to beasts who don't know how don't think with anything but their penis.
If you
how
look,
dare you?
If you
how
look,
dare you talk about men like that? Men are loving, kind, nurturing creatures. Yes,
well, that's
they
what
have
I am.
Needs.
I'm loving
but
and kind.
Dear God.
No, wait a second. I saw how many Asian girls do you see who've got large. Chest areas.
Please.
Okay.
Then what you're trying to tell me is that you're an ignoramus, and so suing is just
a simple
step in your simple little mind.
No, I saw an Asian girl who had a very big chest. You never, ever, never see that in California.
Please, not to mention that is so ethnic and racially
distorted.
That got me hot. I just can't even believe you.
So you saw an Asian girl. You saw an Asian girl who had a large chest, and it was so exciting to you. You had to put it into a knot hole in a 2x4.
Okay, so you're better than me.
No, I'm asking you.
Better than you.
You're all of a sudden better than me. Is that right, Mr. Henry?
You know what? No, I'm not better than you. But if I saw a really hot looking girl, I wouldn't stick my thing in a 2x4. Okay.
Well, then you wouldn't punish the lumber manufacturer for it.
And if I got splinters, then I'd be embarrassed. And if my wife asked me,
tail between your legs and go home.
Okay, here you go. This is the question. What would you tell your wife if you come home with splinters in your wiener? What are you going to say?
I made a horrible mistake.
Okay, you want to laugh at me? You know,
there you go. I made a horrible mistake, honey. I put my thing in a 2x4, okay, and then I spun it.
I clearly lost my mind, but I'm willing to not.
All right, I'll ask this lady on the phone. What would you say to a man who come home and he's got splinters in his ding dong? What are you going to say?
I would think that he'd made a bad judgment, but then I would be really happy if he didn't decide to sue the manufacturers and make him look like a big giant.
Would you stay with him? Would you stay with him?
Because he had splinters in his penis or because he was suing everybody?
Because he has splinters in his penis.
Well, you know, I just can't imagine knowing a man who would, do such a thing.
That's what all the thing I could do, because my wife is going
to
think I'm
honest.
A pervert. And I said to her, it's not my fault, see?
Yes, it's not your fault.
Yes, well, we're all responsible for our behaviors.
All right.
Yes, we are. And you're responsible for how you're hurting your family.
You don't understand how men are when you see a big-chested Asian girl. You don't get it.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I do get it.
Thank you, ma'am.
No, you don't know it. I had to do it.
Thank you, ma'am, for your call. You just had to stick it in a board.
I had relations with a board, and I'm proud of it. I mean, I'm not proud of it, but I...
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And we are talking to a construction contractor in Corona. He was on a job site in Diamond Bar. And I have to ask Steve, when was this, Steve? When were you on the job site?
This was in late December. It was December 18th. We're closing up the job out there.
Okay, December 18th. So you're bringing suit now. You're in Diamond Bar, and you saw a really hot-looking Asian girl get out of a white Corvette. You got stimulated. You decided to relieve yourself using a 2x4 with a knot hole in it. You lubricated the knot hole with WD-40 and Paul's plumber's putty, correct?
Yes, sir.
You spun the 2x4 because you were...
She was very, very beautiful, Mr. Harry. I had no choice. And it...
No, I hear. I just want to get I want to get all the principal elements of this story. You spun the 2x4 imagining an Asian girl in a hanging love basket, right?
I don't know if you've seen a hanging love basket, but sometimes I get an Asian girl in it and spin it around while she's riding you. And
I got exactly what that is. I just want to know why you spun the 2x4, because that's where you sustained your injury. The hospital says there was heavy genital splintering, correct?
That is correct. And I told the attending physician, who was a man, he had no right at all to have a woman come in and de-splinter my wiener area. And I told him that he had no right. He had no right.
He had a female do that?
He had a female RN, yes, sir.
Okay, that was where? At the urgent care?
At urgent care, that's correct.
All right, here is San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, how are you guys
yes,
doing?
Yes, sir, good.
Hey, I just got a couple of questions for you. Now, you say you're a contractor. Do you own your own business or do you work for someone else?
I own my own business.
You own your own business. Now, my next question is, how could a man of intelligence that owns his own business do something, excuse the pun, as knot-headed as that?
Well, you know something? I'm a man. I don't know what you are, but that's just how it happens.
Well, I am a man. I spent 8 years in the military. I was in the United States Marine Corps.
And you never got you
country,
never and you never
and
excited by a woman.
I have been the recipient of what you of the you, hanging you, love basket.
And
but
you never
in my wildest dreams have I ever imagined slapping a little plumber's potty on a 2x4 or 1x6 or
well,
whatever.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you were a Marine,
going to town because
if you
I
were a Marine,
a woman.
If you were a Marine, you probably did, sir.
Okay, here is San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
I
can't believe that you can say that something that you've done to yourself is the fault of the manufacturers.
Why didn't they warn me about it?
You and your lawyer are trying to say that every man, woman, and child that's ever stuck their finger in a knot hole can sue the lumber companies.
No, I didn't say that. I did not say that. No, I did not say that. I was using a 2x4 for something that the manufacturer knows a lot of men have done before.
What are you talking about?
And every man, woman, and child has stuck their finger in a knot hole.
Not to my knowledge, but the lumber company knows that men put their things in knot holes.
Wait a second. What part of the country are you from?
Okay, if you want to put down...
No, what part of the country are you from?
Originally, I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Well, maybe you guys put it in knot holes down there. I've never heard of it, okay?
Well, it happens to be common knowledge. This lady knows what I'm talking about.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I put my
knows.
Finger in knot holes, too, and I've gotten splinters and I wouldn't do it again.
Okay, I think that you're weirder than me.
That doesn't mean I'm going to turn around and sue the lumber company because I did that to myself.
But you do.
You made a choice. You did that to yourself. The company is not responsible for what you've done.
All right, but you understand because you tried to get sexual gratification from a knot hole too, right?
Oh, yes.
Well, you said
oh,
you
yes,
put your
baby.
Finger in.
And you know what? I'm going to go home tonight, and I'm going to throw some WD-40 right up myself and hope I get injured so that I can sue them.
God, you are weird.
Idiot.
You said you put your finger in a knot hole.
Yeah.
Why?
Curiosity.
For sexual gratification.
Oh, BS.
What are you talking about, man?
BS.
Oh, see, so she gets to do it, but I don't get to do it. I'm weird, but she's not. That's the thing that I hate so
penis.
Much about.
I didn't stick my penis in a knot hole.
No, but you're a woman. Women use their fingers on each other. I know that. And you didn't have no woman around, so you tried to put it in a knot hole, didn't you?
Oh, boy.
You can turn
this guy
around
is like...
Nope. Well, wait a second. What are you telling me? You made the choice to put your finger up the knot hole.
And I didn't sue anybody over it.
Yeah, but you're still trying to have
I don't think I was trying to have sexual gratification, sir, if I can barely call you that.
Oh, okay. So what are you saying then? As a woman, let me ask
you
this.
Lawyer
let me ask you this. Have you ever used a cucumber? Yes, you have. And if you were injured by the cucumber, don't you think you'd be suing the Jolly Green Giant or some the corporation of the of the of the giant?
I don't. Well, you know what? Maybe you and your lawyer should take that one up too. Find a woman that's done that and gotten injured, and maybe they can sue all the vegetable companies.
Well,
I don't think you understand what I'm saying.
Everybody understands what you're saying, Steve. But what you're saying is a woman injures herself with a cucumber, she's going to sue the Jolly Green Giant Corporation. Is that it?
The corporation of the green giant. Yeah.
The corporation of the green giant. Well, whatever you call it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir, I am. Yes, sir, I am. And because I stand up for our sex, don't mean you can be pussy whipped.
Thank you, ma'am, for your call. Here is Columbus on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I was...
Yes, sir.
Steve, you keep referring to men overall, how they do this and they do that.
Right.
I just want to let you know, I'm a little offended. I'm 38 years old. You're the first man I've ever heard of putting his penis in a wood object, period, and then deciding to spin it and getting splinters.
Maybe I'm the first you ever heard of. Don't mean it doesn't happen.
Well, but you keep referring to everyone, every male, doing this, and that's not correct.
Well, that may not be correct, but it's common knowledge. Some guys put it in a knot hole.
So the lumber manufacturer has to be aware of that and say what?
And say that he should put a warning or something on the lumber not to put your thing in the lumber.
I got you. So when I'm building a house, I get the 2x4s, and I'll see that warning. Please don't put your wiener in a 2x4.
Well, yeah, what's wrong
I also
with
have
that?
A question for you. So should every hammer have a warning on it not to take the hammer also to the object?
Not to take the hammer to the object?
Well, to the penis.
I mean, listen to this guy. You're pretty sick, aren't you? So you're telling me you've done that?
Pardon me?
You're telling me you've done that?
No, I haven't.
Well, how would you ever think of such a thing?
Well, apparently your opinion is that every product should have a warning not to put your...
No, I didn't say that. I said 2x4.
He's saying he's claiming that a 2x4 apparently has some kind of, there's some cultural awareness of 2x4s.
And that guy's saying that thing about the hammer. So what is he saying, that my thing's flat or something? Because
no, Steve, he ain't saying that. Not unless you took a hammer to it, did you?
I had a pretty rough youth. I was a wild kid. What can I tell you?
You were a real wild kid?
Okay. I don't need to be laughed at.
Just tell me, did you take a hammer to your thing?
I don't need to be laughed at, sir. What I came on here for is to speak. My attorney, William Blasingame, suggested I go on your radio show to talk about what happened to me on this job site. I do not to be laughed at.
Okay, but the guy brought up a hammer, and you said you had a wild youth. Beaverton on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say that I think he's crazy. I mean, you know, you can't be doing stuff like that. I mean, and expect the company to pay you back for that? That's ridiculous.
Well, what am I supposed to do then if I've got splinters?
Okay, well, what if I took a piece of wood and shoved it up myself? I wouldn't expect them to pay me for that. I mean, not everything has a warning on it.
But what if you got splintering?
What if I got splintering? I would think it was my own fault.
Have you done that before?
No, I haven't.
Like a baseball bat or something?
No.
Because it's shaped, you know, the way that it...
Okay, man. We're not talking about the lady. We're talking about you.
I have only heard... And as far as men using boards, that's only usually if it's made in a fence or something. It's not something that you spin.
Okay, but you have
around.
Heard about it. You have heard about it.
I have heard of it.
Okay,
on
there
funny
you go.
Movies,
there you
on
go.
Comedy movies.
There you go.
Never in real life.
Well, then, God damn it, why doesn't anybody want to listen to me?
Well, I'm sure that, you know, maybe that does happen sometimes, but I don't think that anybody's ever took one and spun it on themselves.
Because I was thinking of the hanging love basket.
The hanging love basket. So you spun a 2x4, man. And
but
you
should have thought of your own self and your own bodily injuries that you could do to yourself.
I have the doctor's diagnosis, heavy penile splintering. Let's see what else. And board burn.
Heavy penile splintering and what?
If you want to make a joke out of it, sir.
No, what was the other thing?
Board burn.
Board burn.
Didn't you know that something would happen? I mean, were you so,
I guess when you're in love, yeah.
But you weren't
like,
in love with this woman.
If
you only
in love,
saw her
you can
for a minute.
Be hurt. Haven't you ever been hurt from love? I never thought she'd hurt me like that. Okay? I mean, you've heard of love at first sight, right?
Have I heard of love at first sight?
Yes,
oh,
ma'am.
Yeah.
I never thought she'd hurt me like that.
You're saying that you were in love with this woman that you saw?
I really felt it for a moment, yeah.
How many minutes did you see her for?
You know, I mean, I watched her for 30 seconds.
30 seconds. And
she burned me, though. She
how?
Hurt me. Huh?
How?
I went to the hospital. I got splinters in my wiener.
It's not her fault.
Well, in a manner of
she
speaking.
She took off and went in her car.
What?
She got out and went
What
in
are
her
you
car.
Talking about, man? It was her fault she hurt you. Thank you, ma'am. La Jolla on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I just have been amused by this whole conversation. I really feel sorry for
she
this
heard
person,
me.
Steve.
You don't have to feel sorry for me. I'm suing.
Well, you know what, Steve? You don't have a snowball's chance in hell of winning this lawsuit.
Even though that woman
you,
hurt me.
You inflicted the injuries upon yourself by misusing the products. They were not used in the way they were intended to be used. They don't have to put a warning on a product when you're going to misuse it in the way you did. And the fact that you fell in love with this woman for a matter of a few seconds is a huge embarrassment, I'm sure, to your wife and your family. And for you to drag this through the courts is a complete abomination of our court system. And you, sir, should be ashamed of yourself.
But I told the judge and I told my attorney, too, that I treated the wood good. I used lemon wax on it.
You know, I think this
and
is
it
a
pays
complete
me back like
joke.
That.
You used lemon
like
wax on it, okay?
Well, ma'am, I'll tell you something. You think it's
I
a joke.
Can't believe
you ought to see the medical
is,
bill. You
I
ought to see
believe,
the medical bill.
I
you
can't
used,
believe an attorney of any consequence whatsoever would take this case.
I
In
used
fact,
lemon
I'm
wax.
I'm surprised that Mr. Blasingame hasn't dropped you like a hot potato.
Because
if I'm the insurance company for the product liability insurance for these manufacturers, I take you to court all day long. You'd never get a nickel.
For what?
In fact, you might owe me the defense expenses we incur because you filed this frivolous lawsuit.
Frivolous?
This whole problem is your own problem because you, sir, intentionally hurt yourself.
By spinning the board on my thing?
Obviously. You know what? You really need some sex therapy, probably.
Oh, there
you know,
we go. Probably, so that's what it is.
Yeah, I agree with her. You do.
Care.
And you know
and
what?
I
one
really
other thing.
Think that would be
you're talking about this piece of
problem.
Wood, like this piece of...
It was a great piece of wood. One of the best...
One of the best pieces of wood you ever had, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I hope you saved it to bring it in as evidence for your trial.
I've been taking
care of
it. It
ought to be quite amusing for the judge and jury to see.
I've been taking care of it with lemon
pledge. And perhaps you'll even be able to reconstruct for the entire jury how the accident occurred.
Oh, you'd
so
like to see that,
so they can visually understand exactly
yeah.
how you hurt your
you'd
little
like
wiener.
To, yeah, you'd like to see that, wouldn't you? And it's
no,
not
I wouldn't, literally. Actually. I think the whole thing is rather disgusting.
You'd like to see
I think you're disgusting.
Yeah,
and I really
I agree.
Feel sorry for you.
Thank you, ma'am, for your call. And just because you treated the wood with lemon pledge, man, doesn't mean that you...
I treated it good. Why did it treat me bad?
It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry here. This is the Phil Henry Show. Thank you. Our website is philhenryshow.com. If you go to that, there's things to be seen, places to go, people to meet. We also have the Best of the Phil Henry Show 1996 CD. Communism is Neat, and we'll be selling that online continuously until, I don't know when. I mean, until we raise enough money to, we can all retire on, okay? We made about $128,000 with the sale of our CD, and all of the proceeds, seriously, go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway youth in Hollywood, California, and they do great work, and, did I say Best of 96? Best of 99 CD. Best of the 1999 CD. And we're already archiving some tremendous material for our year 2000 CD. And all of it, again, goes to my friend's place, Resource Center for Homeless and Runaway Kids in Hollywood. $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, and $20 for the CD. And it's good. It's a good thing. Okay, it was either Ben Folds 5 or this. Robin Trower 1. And I'm a little embarrassed by that, too.
Bill Henry.
That's too much. Are you a bone tosser?
It's like a miracle. Judgment sunrise. I'm there.
I see it. ICS.
I'm not a whore. Come on out of the closet and smile.
God bless Mark Dennis.
Bill Henry.